Daf Yud Halachas Shabbos Perek Yitzayin Lachidah. The Rambam says how much does opening of the movie and it should be enough to machshir with a lecher akira. The height cannot be less than 10 tefachim, not more than 20 amos. The width can be up to 10 amos. When do we say this? When we didn't have tzuras bezek, when we had tzuras bezek, even if it's tall 100 amos or less than 10 tefachim or wide 100 amos, it's mutter. The Rambam says less than 10 is a mistake. Shulchan Aruch Aruch Haim Siman Shin Samach Gimel Sif Chavav says this is the Mav is the Mutter with Lechik Kur is Dafkar is not less than 10 Tvachim, and we talk about wide 10 Tvachim, it should not be more wide than 10 Amos, even tight Amos, and the length should be 4 Amos spacious or more. But if it's missing one of these, it doesn't have to come only to the Tzuras. If the height was an airspace more than 20 Amos with Tzuras, it does become Mutter with a Kur, but it does become Mutter with a Lechik. If he wants to match with a Kur, he has to make a design pictures, because like this people look at it, and if it's more than 20 amos and he built a binion underneath the curve to make it less than 20, then it's enough as long as the building, the addition that he added is a tefach like the width of the curve. But if it's not tall, 10 tefachim, and he digs into the mashim to 10, he has to dig in 4 amos into the movi b'nei kol rochba. The movi doesn't come with the lechi akir until it is open to at least 2 chatzeres in each chatzah, 2 houses, even if all the chatzeres are open one to the other, some argue. And then the Mechaba continues, it should not be in every entranceway from these less than 4 tefachim, and should be dwellers eating in every house, because we say the place where the bread is, that's what's gurim. And even if the one belonged to the father house, one house to the father, one house to the son, even if the son gets food from his father and eats in his own house, that's considered like 2 different houses. Even if one side is a gurim, one side is a Jew, it helps. Also has to be the length more than the width, and if it's missing one of these, it doesn't come with it only with a pass 4, or 2 passim, 2 in mashuim, or 2 sepesa. The Mos says, some say we know it today, I'm sacking all armavoids with tzuras bezek, because armavoids have dinam chatzeres. Minhag pashut armadin is to masak where there's rope that's on top to the width of the mavi. And this rope is not a kair because it's not the width of a tefach and doesn't help only time tzuras bezek, because it helps even with a reed, as we said earlier in the Siman Shin Samach Beis. Therefore, you have to be careful to put underneath the rope 2 poles tall, 10 exact underneath the rope. And then it helps even with a mavi befulish with the Torah tzuras bezek or even with a chotzer. And in any place the Tzuras Pesach, that a Tzuras Pesach would help. The Afiyur Amud Beis, Shabbos, Berek Yitzayin, Halacha Chaf Aleph, says, Mavid that's wide in 20 amos, he makes a pass tall 10 tefachim, and has to be long 4 amos, that's the shear of the Mesh Mavid, he puts it in the middle, and now it becomes 2 Mavid, that ends up each one having an entrance of 10 amos. Or he's machik 2 amos here, and puts a pass Shalosh amos, and machik 2 amos here, puts a pass 3 amos, and the Pesach Mavid is 10 amos. And it's done, it's considered like stum, because it's Oyim Rubel parts. Says the Shulchan Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Samach Gimel Sif Lamed Gimel. A mov that's wide in 20 amos makes a pass rocha 4 amos, puts it in the middle. And each side is descended from the side of the pass like a mov by itself, since the erech pass is dal amos, and you should put a kair on top of it. It has to be careful that the kair should lie on the pass or within 3 tefachim. And it has to be in the whole movoy from these 2 things that the pass is massive between them, and there's houses and chatzeres open to it. And any tnai mov is from the pass till the kair on tzoy of the mov has a din of mov okam. Because between these 2 mavoyas are considered like they're getting crooked. And between these 2 are open 2 heads to Shisram, 2 taps to Shisram. The Ramah says, some say it doesn't have a din mavoy akum unless it has from the past till the Kaysan Tzor more than 10 amas. Shulchan Aruch Aruch Haim Sim Shin Samach Yim Sif Lama Dalet says, you could also make a tikkun, another tikkun for the mavoy which is wider than 20 amas. You should make 2 amas in the wall, you should make a pass wide 3 amas, and you should do this also on the other side, and you should leave opening wide 10 amos, or you should be machik an amma, make a pass amma mechza, make a pass amma and a half, should be machik amma, should be make a pass amma mechza. So to do on the other side, there should be machik 2 amos and 2 tvachim, and should make a pass 2 amos and 4 tvachim. So to do it on the side, and anything they like, as long as the pass will be more than the avir that's between it and the koisel. Because if not, the avir of this side, the avir of this side is mavatl. And if you be careful, they shouldn't leave, they shouldn't use. Leave over the big door and go into the small door, because if he does that, he's mevatel tikkun amavoy, unless he made it to a pesach for the small one. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Tov Zayin Halacha Tes Zayin says any mechitza that has a poritz more than an emes not a mechitza, but if it's poritz exactly like the emes, it's mutter. As long as it should be in that piritz, as a piritz that shouldn't be more than 10 amos. But 10 amos is a Pesach, no way. If there was a pizza or 2 Pesach, even though there's more than 10 amos, it's not mafs the bechitza, as long as it's not be parts of Rubal Aymed. Shabbos Perek Yitzayin Halacha Yud Dalet. The Rambam says, how much should the opening of the mobile bin should be right enough to be makshir to the lecher or kaira? The height, not less than 10 tvachim, not more than 20 amos, the width, up to 10 amos. When do we say this din? Amos Pesach, when Heretz Pesach, even if it's taller than 100 amos or less than 10, or wider than 100 amos, it's mutin. The Ravid says less than 10 is a mistake. Shachnar Simon Shin Archain Simon Shin Samach Beis Yud says, Heretz Pesach, even for a pit more than 10 is mutin. Even if it didn't stick in only four poles on the four sides and the Heretz Pesach on top of them, it's mutin. Dafka Chatzim over there has dwellers, but a bikkah doesn't help because of the sides. But it's the best. And according to the Rambam, the Tzuz best doesn't help for Pitzi Yosem Eser, unless it's Omer Balaparis, and then it helps even a Bika in all sides. The last halacha, which is Shechnach Archaim Simon, Shin Samach Yemel, Sif Chavav. This the Rambam becomes with the Lechai Kares Dapkin, it's not less than 10 Tvachim, spacious 10 Tvachim, and it shouldn't be wide more than 10 Amos, tight 10 Amos. And the length should be 4 amos, spacious or more. But if it's missing one of these tanaim, it doesn't have to come only to the Pesach. If the height has an airspace of 20 amos exact, then it doesn't become mutter rekeira. But if it becomes mutter alechi, if he wants to make sure rekeira, he has to make pictures on it. Because like this, people look at it. And if it's taller than 20 amos, and he built something underneath the keira on the bottom to be made from 20, it's enough with a step up, a tefach, the width of the keira. But if it's not tall 10, and he digs in to make a 10, he has to dig out 4 amos into the mavet they call rachim. Mavet doesn't come into lech lekeira until it's open to 2 chatzeres, and every chatzer has 2 houses. And the Ramon says even all the chatzeres are open one to the other, and some argue with it. And the mechaber continues, should not be in every one of these entrances less than 4 tvachim. Should be dwellers eating each house where the bread, because where the bread is, that's what's goyim. And even if one house belonged to the father, one to the son, even if the son gets his food from his father and he eats in his own house, it's considered like 2. And even if one side is a goy and one side is a Jew, it helps. Also, you have to be the length more than the width, and if it's missing one of these, it doesn't become mutter only with a pas arba or 2 pas and 2 mashuim, or a tzuz pesach. And the Ramah says, some say, that today we're noyig to be masakin all the mavur with a tzuz pesach, because all our mavoyas have a din of chatzeris. The minhag pashut in our medinah is to be masakin with a rope that's on top of it, and this rope is not a kerb, because it doesn't have the width of a tefach. It doesn't help only from tzuz pesach, that it helps above, even with a reed. As we said, they have to be careful to put the underneath the rope 2 poles that are 10, exactly underneath the rope, and then it helps even with a mamma foolish, because it has a tzuris ha-pesach, or even with a chatzar. And wherever a tzuris ha-pesach helps, this will help. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Yud.